We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Tom Fitzmaurice with a call to you about the eating scene on New Orleans, America's best eating city. We talk about food any way you want. The only thing I ask you for is that we not have two people talking one over another. Sounds junky. But other than that, we'd love to hear from you about whatever it is you ate over the weekend or ever did a long time ago. Back when you were about 17 years old, you ate something that remains with you in your days today. But you can't exactly remember what it was, but you ate it a couple of times and you haven't seen it since or tasted it. Tell me the details in that, or just forget about it. And give me a call about something else. You want to get some ideas about where to dine for lunch and for where to avoid the carnival parades? I know that's kind of a negative attitude, but and I don't mean it as such. When I got here today, I was informed by one of the important people here that I don't need to worry about going to the parade tonight because you can't get there anyway. It's just so busy. I can imagine that's true. We hardly ever talk about Mardi Gras around here. There's only one thing that consistently pops back in my lifetime concerning them. First of all, it's just a great old-style steakhouse. I always love the place. But because it comes at the time of year when it does, which is, right there before Lent starts, you get a lot of different ideas. And that's what we get, a lot of ideas that people want to tell me about this place or that place, and how do you find your way around a Mardi Gras parade? You know what I mean. But whatever is on your mind, we're open to any of that. And even if it's something that you feel like we've talked about before, call us anyway, because not everybody has gotten straight to us all that easily anytime. Let's see.
Okay. So
In the news.
There was Nora's, a piece about this Valentine's Day,
yeah,
and the amount of money being spent per person,
yeah,
and how it's 32% more than it was 1 year ago. So the average person is going to be feted in some way by their significant other to the tune of $200.
Who's getting it?
Huh?
Who's getting that money?
So think about that. That means that you could go someplace really nice and spend $100 a person on a meal. Or if you're not going to do that, you have some gift that's going to be $200. That's impressive, I have to say.
Yeah.
A lot of spending going on out there for the significant other.
Well, it's certainly working that way in my family.
It is?
Because, We have a...
Does anybody want to know some sad Valentine's stories have?
You have any?
Yes, Tom. Oh. Remember the Perugina days?
The Perugina. That rings a bell. What is it?
Perugina is is a chocolate company in... Well, it started in Perugia in Italy. Yeah. And it's very good. And, I mean, it's not as good as Venchi. But it's certainly good enough. And they make this little chocolate.
Now it's coming to me.
Which, to be brutally frank, reminds one of a perfectly formed breast with nipple intact. And the hazelnut is the bump on this perfectly rounded chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ground hazelnuts in chocolate. And I love these things.
Yeah.
And so for how many years do you think that was, Tom, when I would say I sure would love to have some bocce?
24. Well, and, because it first appeared
and
on.
And I just never, I never did. You know, you would always say that you could never find them. And then I'd go in any store
I still
and there
can.
They'd be.
Oh, yeah. I'd find them right after the holiday was over. And then, you know, it was a waste of time.
Trust me. I've never had $200 spent on me for Valentine's Day. 260-6368 is the number. I'm going back to my champagne if no one would like to talk. Mm-hmm. If you would like to talk, do give us a call, please. I'm going to read what you have written about St. Valentine's. It's not gross like what Doug said.
Okay, tell me what I wrote of my
this
own words.
This is what you Let's said about Valentine's Day. It's tell Valentine's me. Day. The celebration Whoopee. Predates its namesake by centuries. Mm-hmm. February 14 was a Roman pagan holiday honoring Juno. The next day, young men and women would hook up for the duration of the festival of Lupercalia. Many pairings continued beyond that, and so the love lore attached to the date. The historic St. Valentine was a 3rd century Roman priest who rebelled against the Emperor Claudius II, or 3rd. I can't tell because my eyes are getting bad.
Well, not too many people remember.
Who banned marriages because he was running low on soldiers, the second. He was running low on soldiers. Valentine married couples in secret until he was caught and executed on the day that became his. Saint Valentine, in addition to being the patron saint of people in love, is also the patron of beekeepers.
Beekeepers.
Honey.
Oh, that goes right down my smile.
Let's also remember that we would be bereft of many of the fruits and vegetables we eat were it not for the busyness of bees. Nowadays, romances are more stressed than formed on Valentine's Day. Men have a propensity to take too lightly, while women have the opposite tendency. Despite that, I love when Tom gives romantic advice. Despite that,
that is
it
funny,
remains
isn't it?
One of the busiest days of the year for restaurants, which fill up with people who only dine out a few days of the year, hence the amateur night. The solution is to make the Valentine's dinner some other night. Again, I love when Tom gives romantic advice. But that advice comes from me, a guy, and so should not be considered to have any currency with the ladies. Exactly, just so you know.
I'm stunned.
Are you?
No, I don't know where to go with it. It's really...
It's National Cream-Filled Chocolate Day.
Yeah. How's that work?
The explanation is
obvious.
Yeah. In the course of looking up background on this, I found out why it's nearly impossible to fill chocolates with cream or liqueur or any other liquid at home.
Tell me.
I can't.
No?
Excuse me. Because the explanation itself is too complex for laymen like me and you. Mm. That's what you say.
Oh, well. Those are my words.
So it's a tease, like you said earlier, Tom. Yes, that's your. Those are your words.
Mm-hmm. Gee whiz, you know, I ought to be making more money for all of these great lines of mine. I'll have to look into that.
In general, Tom, chocolate truffle.
Yeah, there's something to make sure you're completely confused with somebody else.
A light, rich combination
of two different things.
Wait, what happened to your rule, Tom, talking on top of someone?
Sorry, that's my event. I screwed that up.
Tom is the greatest offender of that.
Go right
ahead. A light, rich combination of chocolate and cream whipped until light. The mixture is made into spheres about an inch in diameter, then dusted with cocoa powder. The flavor is at first bite even more intense than pure chocolate because of the richness added by the cream's fat. Either light or dark chocolate can be used, and other flavors and ingredients, hazelnuts, for example, can be included. Chocolate truffles are so named because of their resemblance to true truffles, the underground fruiting bodies of a family of mushrooms.
Now, who would have thought that's part of the program?
Yes. I'm just going to keep reading because it's kind of an interesting one today.
Yeah, well, I'm listening.
This is Trifon Zarazan Day in Bulgaria.
Who? What?
Yes, I tell you truly, that's what it says here. That's an ancient festival marking the end of the dead months of winter and the coming of the first sign of spring. It has particular significance in the vineyards, where a ritual of pruning takes place. There's also a sexual and intoxicating aspect to the day, but he doesn't say what it is.
Well, we wouldn't be able to let it go over here on our show if she did, so we'll just leave that alone.
I guess we'll just leave it hanging out there.
Yeah, just hope to run into the author of this and have it happen.
That would be you, Tom. Yeah. Anyway, if you would like to chat with us, 260-6368 is the number. I don't need you, though. I've got my champagne today.
Yeah. But so what kind of champagne is it?
I don't know. You've asked me that about six times, and I told it's in a plastic cup. I do not know the appellation, as you say. if we were picking on Dickie Brennan in the last hour.
We were? We were mentioning him. I wouldn't call it picking on
him. Because we went to lunch there at Dickie Brennan's Steakhouse for their special Friday lunch. And maybe Friday lunch is just not a good thing, because I was mad about Dory's Metropolitan Friday lunch 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just not a good day for that. That could very well be what it is. Anyway, today is also, I think, the kind of sort of official beginning of the daily parade schedule.
Yeah, I saw the new The season has begun, of course, and I was looking over the book that comes out about that every year.
Oh, yeah,
and that the guy who does that is very good at what he does. Arthur Hardy.
We know who it is.
And I got to know him once. As a matter of fact, he almost talked me into joining his company. He wanted me to sell ads for them. And maybe slip in some other stuff, but it never came to be. I don't know why or anything, but it would have been a fun thing.
Probably because you had your own thing going.
Not for just Mardi Gras.
And also because you don't have any interest in Mardi Gras whatsoever, really.
No, that's
other
not.
Other than to say you were born on Mardi Gras.
I believe
we have a caller.
Yeah. Oh, we do.
I think so. I hope so.
Ron, the gourmet waiter.
Nope. He's not the gourmet waiter anymore.
He's
I've
not?
Changed his name. He's Ron, the gourmet prom date.
How are y'all doing?
Ron, I'm just going to have a little bit of fun of that, and then I'm going to let it go. Go ahead.
Is that true?
We're okay, but today I'm calling in as Ron, the sandwich king.
All right.
Oh, okay.
I like that better, because the idea of you being Tom's prom date is horrific. Go ahead.
What's the first sandwich?
Well, wait till you hear what I just bought.
Tell me.
I just got out of Restaurant Depot.
Mm. Yeah.
So I got six of these tragically oversized hamburger buns.
Okay.
I got 2 pounds of Jasasi sliced smoked ham.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I got 2 pounds of Jasasi sliced roast beef and 2.2 pounds of sliced Swiss cheese.
Uh-huh. I think so I sense a muffalata coming.
I think you're making a whole bunch of very well-meated, filled sandwiches. Would that be about right?
I think it's a muffalata.
They're going to be triple stuffed ham and roast beef and Swiss cheese sandwiches. You were right, Tom. 3 times the normal size of meat.
There you go.
And they're going to hit the oven, too, to melt that Swiss before the lid goes on.
Okay.
Yeah, you know...
are we having another party?
I'm actually going to work. I'm surprising some coworkers.
Oh. Hmm. Mm. Well, there's one aspect to making those
big sandwiches.
Yeah, use more of it than you think you're going to use. But even better than that, put it in the oven to the point where it's crunchy around the edges while still being soft in the middle. The amount of flavor there is just great. I mean, it's the way I like
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I didn't have time because, as usual, I'm going to work, but I would have looked for some olive salad. And then if I had found that, I would have gotten 2 more deli meats, and we would have made muffalatas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would have helped. You can buy that in a jar, though.
But would the bread have been all wrong for that?
Oh, no. It'd be fine.
No. I'm okay with this. They're oversized hamburger buns. They'd be mini muffalatas.
Okay. All right. That works. But they don't have seeds on them, do they? Do they have seeds?
They have a few seeds, not too many.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
all right.
doesn't.
Okay.
I'm okay
so it's
going to
be a busy night at work tonight, I'm sure, Ron?
I would imagine so. I do work in the quarter, so we're going to be more than busy, but that'll be good. The shift gets by faster, and usually on Fridays and Saturdays, some of us go out for adult beverages after work.
Okay. Sounds like
a
good
evening. As long as you're in the quarter, may as well. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm listening on, today I'm listening on the website. I went to nomenu.com. I hit radio show.
Yeah, how did it look?
And then I hit listen now, and it takes just a minute. It cycles you right into radio, and it brings the channel right up. And all you have to do is hit the play button. It works great.
Great.
Yay.
This thing you say, it goes into radio. Are you talking about radio? The
Radio.com, my tuner.
Your host is radio.com. I hear the music. I think that's the magician behind the glass. Anyway, y'all have a great weekend. Thank you. Good show
Thanks
as always.
Thanks for calling.
Take care, Ron.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. It's
Thank
the
you.
Food show.
260-6368. So, you we'll know, take the, a break and be right back.
There are no other radio shows that have that kind of material that we have here?
No.
Hi there, it's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. We have somebody on hold, do we not? Or am I confused?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So
what else you got?
Following Ron's call, as he was talking about his sandwich, because he and I love sandwiches. We share a passion for sandwiches. Anyway, it's funny that he called coincidentally and mentioned sandwich, because he could mention anything at all. So he did talk about sandwiches today. Today is the day that Captain James Cook was murdered in Hawaii, which was then called the Sandwich Islands in 1779.
Yep, that's how it got its name.
It was his third time there. The third time was clearly not the charm for him. Clearly not.
Yeah, they were just overlooking the lava coming down the screens.
Well, I don't know that that is what got him.
Well, it's worth saying.
Probably the natives got him. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number if you would like to chat with us. We were talking about, all kinds of things as usual. There's a good quote, words to eat by.
Yeah.
It's Nora Ephron. I have made a lot
Very
of
funny.
Mistakes falling and in love. And regretted most of them, but never the potatoes that went with them.
That's great.
I think she had a little weight problem.
Well, okay.
I'll
stay away from her.
Correctly.
I promise you.
If I remember correctly, she did, yes.
What's your favorite cookies?
It's not Biscoff.
No? I'm holding a handful of them.
I don't actually eat cookies.
No?
No, I don't know why. I don't actually eat. Wait, that's not true. I do love a really great peanut butter cookie.
You too, huh?
I love a great peanut butter cookie.
Dick Brennan from Commanders.
I love a good shortbread cookie. Mary Lee makes some chocolate and vanilla.
Oh, those are wonderful.
Like double, like pinwheels, chocolate and vanilla shortbread. Those are really scrumptious. She also makes a good chocolate chip cookie, but I'm not even remotely tempted to eat it. When she makes the shortbread and it's purely chocolate,
those are
divine. And I usually take two of those and slip some ice cream in there and make a homemade ice cream sandwich, which is killer. Really, really good. But no, as a general rule, I'm not really all that impressed with cookies, and certainly not your favorite kind, which is Biscoff. You have a tendency to really like baked goods that have spice in them.
Yeah, you do?
No, you do.
I do? Oh. Yeah. Well, I'm running for Congress. Have fun with that. It ought to give you a laugh or two.
I'm going to take a really big swill on that champagne right now. Doug, I wish I could see you, but it's probably good that I can't, because Doug is sort of hiding behind the monitor there, or the reflection from the light past Tom kind of blocks Doug out. But sometimes I get a good look at Doug, and his face is always the same. And I got to tell you, folks, I really wish you could see it. We wouldn't even have to do a show. You could just look at Doug. It would be hilarious.
Speaking of potatoes and
champagne.
No, I was actually thinking about the bread we use to make poor boys with.
Yes.
And because we had one of them today over at
Dickie Brennan's?
Dickie Brennan's place. And
we didn't have a poor boy. We had the bread.
We just had the bread, yeah.
Right. Was that Gendusa, do you think?
I'm not sure. It was pretty good.
Gendusa's the best, for sure.
Anyway, I'm always on the lookout for bread like that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been eating way too much of that kind of bread. I had a lot of it at Antoine's the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hit it really hard at lunch today. So I got to stop going to those places where they bring that delicious, toasty French bread.
Well, here it comes. It's
always
around.
Because usually I can resist it, but for some reason I have not been resisting it lately. Anyway, go ahead, Tom.
Go ahead. Did we come back and talk about the Cafe Lynn?
Yes, we did that yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yesterday. Was I even here? How
you
could I let that go?
You were the one talking about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to know once in a while.
Anyway, 260-6368. If you have some great plans for Valentine's Day, or if they're secret plans, you can still kind of give us a hint about it. If you have no plans and are panicking, I don't know what we can do for you.
Oh, we'll figure out something. Because there's always some place to go, some place to do, you know, movies.
There's actually, I'm absolutely stunned by the top of the hour news story about how people were spending an average of $200
on their
significant other this year for Valentine's Day, which is a 32% increase over last year.
It's very surprising because the last time I saw a statistic like that was only like 3 or 4 months ago, and it seemed to indicate that people are spending more and more and more on the eating scene, and I was wondering about why that should be. Because I'm on their side.
Well, they attributed the 32% increase to restaurants. That's what they attributed.
Yeah, well, that's what I would imagine. What else could it be?
Uh-huh.
But the fact that it's happening is makes me smile because I thought for a while there we were really sinking.
What, with
but
restaurant
not anymore.
Attendance?
The restaurant attendance and the kind of attendance you got. I mean, it's one thing to get a foie gras appetizer, but then to have it
picked up by DoorDash.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. That's where you would go and buy it.
That's hysterically funny just to think about it. I wonder if anyone has ever ordered anything. No, you know, it's not even worth thinking about. I guarantee no one that orders from DoorDash, I bet you half of them don't even know what foie gras is, certainly couldn't pronounce it, and would absolutely not order a foie gras appetizer delivered.
Could be, and a lot of them do. I know that. Because
yes,
we get them calling us here.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
We got invited to go to Bunchy.
Bunchy?
Mm-hmm, the pizza place.
Where's that?
The one that is right next to True Food Kitchen in that new building on
B-U-N-C-H-Y?
Julia.
B-O-N-C-I. B-O-N-C-I. Okay. Yeah. And what do they do?
Pizza. They do all Italio pizza.
Okay.
But you know what I've decided? I really, really, really liked it at first.
Yeah.
And then I decided that the bread that they're using there, I mean, the toppings are delicious, very high quality, really creative mix of ingredients. Delicious. And if you put delicious kinds of ingredients on bread, period, how bad can that be, you know?
Yeah.
But I decided that the kind of bread that they do at Bunchy is maybe my least favorite kind of bread.
Oh, what does it look like?
Which kind of dropped them down a couple of notches after I figured it out. It's focaccia.
Focaccia. Focaccia is kind of like a smaller version of...
Focaccia has a crumb to it that is really tight. It's very tight. It stands up. It's got a lot of bubbles and air in it, but it's not elastic at all.
Mm.
Don't you find it kind of rigid, focaccia?
Yeah, yeah. What'd you say it is?
I said focaccia.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm surprised it took that long, Tom.
I
kept waiting for that. You must be getting slow.
Slowing up.
Yeah. Anyway, so I decided I'm not as enthusiastic about banchi as I originally was after I realized that it was focaccia bread.
Well, that's disappointing, isn't it?
But they now have a dessert coming out.
Oh, what is it?
And it's a, you'll really love this, Tom, and they want you to come over and try it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's Nutella pizza.
Nutella. Yes. Nutella, for those of you who have never messed with it, it's basically...
it's a hazelnut spread.
You have the nuts of the first go-around, but what's in back of it is this stuff that's made with kind of
chocolate.
It's chocolate, but there's also in there
hazelnuts.
Yeah,
chocolate hazelnut.
And
you
can actually spread it. You can you can do almost anything.
Hence the
you
name,
want.
Chocolate hazelnut spread.
Yeah, and in Europe they are crazy about it.
They put it on everything.
Uh-huh. They squeeze some of it in there, and
but that's become over here too. Nutella is very popular over here now.
Yeah, I keep thinking about maybe doing an oyster, baked oyster dish that way. And I actually did try it.
With Nutella?
Nutella.
And a baked oyster dish?
You don't have to worry about it. It was so horrible that you will not hear or be told anything about it.
Where's my champagne?
right down there. Watch out for
260-6368. Come on, folks. I'm just nursing my champagne until you call.
Yeah, this is the thing that I mentioned at the beginning of the radio show today. This is going to be kind of a slowdown sort of a program because everybody's getting ready for Mardi Gras. And why shouldn't they? Of course, you know, that's what the day is. So, but there are other offerings here that are going on at this time of the day. You know, you have violin.
I'm going to go back to your almanac, Tom.
Okay.
Yes. So your almanac today has that in 1889 today, the first load of fresh fruit shipped rail from the West Coast to the East Coast. It left Los Angeles today. The cargo was oranges, which were almost an exotic fruit back then and much prized.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on in that time. But right around the same time was the first time that meats had been transformed from mostly Mexico, but also further up the coast.
Did you say meats?
Meats, M-E-A-T-S, and then went all the way over to the West Coast, the East Coast. But all that time, it was running through New Orleans. New Orleans had a monopoly on that pretty much back in the lower part of it.
Hmm.
We have a little break-a-rooney to take here, and we'll come back with more of the food show. So stay there, and we'll be right back. Jerry has forecast us with a...
Jerry has come to rescue me.
Jerry?
Hi, Jerry.
Not Jerry?
Yeah, happy Valentine's
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, he says.
Thank you, Jerry.
That was to your wife, not to you.
I'll take it, Jerry. Thank you.
Yeah,
I will tell you that your call is worth more than $200 to me.
Well, it's like a dozen of roses. How's that?
There you go.
Listen, my wife and I went out and beat the Valentine's Rush and went to Guyana Wednesday night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. That's a really cool-looking restaurant. And a very widespread menu, although every time I look at it, I have it.
Why don't we let Jerry tell us what he thought?
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Well, Becky and I thought it was really, really nice. It was good. It was delicious. She got some kind of veal dish, that was just awesome. And I got the pork shoulder, which was on top of polenta, and it was just really,
I bet
really
that was good.
On top of polenta, la-da-da-da-da. Okay, you may take
good.
Over.
Was it packed in there? Was it real buzzy?
We went very early. We went around 6:30, but around when we were leaving close to 8 o'clock, it was getting a pretty good crowd, yeah.
That's interesting. So you were there earlier, and as you were leaving at 8 o'clock is when it started getting busy.
I'd say 7:38. It was, but the food was excellent. Yeah. We had a couple of appetizers. I had some kind of sausage with cheese on it.
Uh-huh.
And the Italian salad was delicious.
Yeah.
We ate, we were like biting over the last couple of pieces. And it's similar to like the typical Italian salad, but it was better.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's saying something.
We went, my daughter and I went twice, and then Tom and I went with two friends. And the first two experiences we had, we were extremely underwhelmed. And then when we went with the friends, there was just something about maybe their company, or it was the vibe in the place that night. It was really kind of an electric kind of thing. And I really enjoyed it. And I honestly think the food was better because of the environment. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's a beautiful restaurant.
Yeah.
And we were well pleased with not only the serving sizes, but the taste. It was just delicious.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
give me a good report.
Yeah, so. I'm intrigued by that whole, it gets busy at 8 o'clock. So that kind of would sort of reinforce what I think of as the demographic for that place. So,
yeah. Well, anyway.
Yeah, what place is this? We were talking
Gianna,
about it, but
Tom,
Gianna,
Gianna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? You know,
you
know what? It registered me twice within about
What's
a week.
That?
I thought it was really kind of expensive.
Uh huh. Did you find that?
Did
Jerry?
You register that?
Not at all. No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Uh-huh.
Listen, anytime you're eating quality food, and if it's it's not an animal price kind of place, it's not right. a commander's price kind of place. It's just I'd say the entrees, I think, were like $26.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And, well, that's not bad.
So definitely thumbs up on that one for you.
Yeah, and then we went to Bricata's and had coffee and a couple of little things. So.
Now that works, too. Sounds like a good date night.
That was our Valentine's night. That was our Valentine's night.
I was about
night.
To say, that sounds like a good date night for Valentine's Day. Good job, Jerry. Good job.
Hey, when's the next food club dinner?
That when we are going to all get together and sit down and eat
soon. Yeah. You know what we're going
to
do.
We're trying to put that together. It is much more work than you would imagine. And
yeah, but we got to start doing it because people ask all the
people
time.
People ask all
you
the time.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to do something in conjunction with the Centennial Celebration for Broussard's. They have 5 menus they're going to be doing throughout the year. And we're going to try to latch on to each one of those and do an eat club.
Yeah,
so stay tuned for that.
Sounds good.
Broussard's about 4 times, and every time it's just excellent food.
It's really nice. A beautiful restaurant.
Really,
always
really
has been.
Yeah.
And we had
that's going to be it.
We had a big deal with them just last week, and it was a tremendous dinner. There must have been 150 people in there.
I think it was more than that. But
it
anyway.
Could be. All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you for calling, Jerry.
Nice hearing from
Happy
you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and your wife.
All right. Thanks.
See ya. Bye. It's the food show.
Do you have any other callers, Doug?
No, but while I was waiting for something to happen, I was looking over it in that little corner over here, and it's a whole menu from that Sophia's on... Sophia's, I think that's just how they call it. S-O-F-I-A, as in...
As in Sophia.
Sophia...
Loren.
Loren. Uh-huh. Oh, boy, what a stumper she is. Whoa. Anyway, there's a menu here from Sophia, and it's local. It's not from somewhere else. And I'm just going through this and thinking, there are either... lots of restaurants with menus just like these, or there are no restaurants that are like these. And I think either way, you can actually do pretty well with it. Entrees here, with very few exceptions, were running around $18-$20, and a few other things too. So this is a restaurant, I've actually been to it a couple of times. But beyond that, we've almost never heard anybody have something to say about it. And if you want to change that, just call us.
Which is too bad, because it's very good. Let's go to Steven.
Steven?
Hey, Marianne, does your American Express card say Mrs. Tom Fitzmaurice?
No. Why?
Oh, okay. Oh, just curious. Okay. Yesterday, when I was at Frangelica's, I got a piece of king cake to go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a cheesecake cheese or king cake.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I could see that.
I mean, it was good. It was sort of a graham cracker crust.
3, 2, 1, was... 4, 4, 4, 4, 4. Sorry, what were you saying?
Okay. I just hit me what that meant. Okay. So
it doesn't mean anything. Are you kidding?
I know.
It means
I know.
Skip the shock collar. Go ahead.
Anyway, it was kind of a graham cracker, but the a different texture, but sort of the taste of a graham cracker, and it was sort of hard, not soft.
Uh-huh.
And then it had this cheesecake sort of filling, and then it had the purple, green, and gold sugar on top of it.
Mm-hmm. That's how
it
I make
really
them.
It's pretty good, and the first time I've seen a sort of a cheesecake.
King cake.
Yeah.
Or king cake cheesecake, one or the other.
Yeah.
Well, everything he does is really good, but you know what? You should at least get the name right, Stephen. You keep calling it Frangelica.
Okay.
Francesca,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
What else you got?
Trader Joe's chocolate chip cookies are really good, and they have dark chocolate chunks in them.
I bet you they are good.
They are good. They were even out the other day when I was in there.
Yeah. I'll never get them because I don't ever get anything that's already been made by someone else. But
yeah.
What?
Okay. So Tom's running for Congress.
Oh, gosh.
Huh?
Oh, Stephen, bite your tongue. He couldn't even get his wife to campaign for him.
That would get him in Washington away from us.
Aw. Look at that face. That's sad.
I wish we had the telecam.
I know. Doug's just listening to Doug.
Now, y'all have to realize that if I don't tease people, it means I don't like them.
There you go. See?
And if I didn't tease with them a little bit, I would just totally ignore them, and they would be inanimate objects.
Well, now, see, Alan, I hope you're listening because Stephen is explaining why we always pick on Tom.
Yeah.
Alan was very upset about the way we pick on Tom.
Yeah. Well, and I was wondering that you were saying that $200 for on each person.
Yeah.
Tom's not buying you that 4-carat diamond they've been talking about on the radio?
What 4-carat diamond?
The commercial for that new diamond store by the Lakeside
Mall.
Oh,
yeah, Diamonds Direct.
Their commercial saying that they were selling, the diamond store was selling a 5-carat diamond, and it was another diamond store talking about the new diamond store, and they said, and we don't even have a 4-carat.
Mm. No, first of all, I wish that I did wear a lot more jewelry than I do.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that I looked like I think in my head. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Like someone totally put together who accessorizes and all that. But the truth of the matter is I don't. And I don't even wear jewelry. So I'm not really your typical girl.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And I bought some creme brulee the other day.
Yeah.
And I see it on all the cooking shows that they use it. And I opened it up, and it's sort of like whipped cream with no sugar.
Huh. Well.
Is that how you would describe it?
I wouldn't describe it, Tom. How would you describe it?
Describe what?
Creme brulee.
Creme brulee.
Creme brulee?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing in that one of them is baked and the other one is pretty much just allowed to set.
Well, isn't a creme brulee the one that has the crust on it?
That's pretty much true.
It's like torched.
The heat aspect of it where you have an actual browning effect on the top and sometimes the bottom, too. That's what distinguishes it from
a cup custard. What's a cup custard?
A cup custard is the same, almost exactly the same thing, except without the sugar on top.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. What else is on your list, Stephen?
That's it.
Your list is getting shorter.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate it.
I wouldn't go anywhere close to a restaurant today. I don't like amateur nights.
Okay, we're not, so we're safe. Anyway.
Oh, Tom's going to cook for you?
What?
Tom's going to cook for you?
No, he's not cooking. We're going to a Mardi Gras party.
Oh, okay.
So our biggest problem is going to be getting to the house.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I hadn't even thought about that, but that's true.
Glad I mentioned it.
That's a tough one. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Stephen. Have a good Valentine's Day yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. So, Tom, also today.
What?
Today.
Today.
Is. A gizmo. That's your new favorite word.
No, I've been using gizmos for
years. I know, but you're really using it a lot lately. Yeah. A gizmo in 1803, Moses Coates won a patent for something that peels apples. I wonder if it's that corer. You know that apple corer? All right, I'm throwing this out to everyone. Who's got that thing on their counter? This is another one of those things that belongs in the category of you've got all this, I'm sorry, there's no other word for it, crap on the counter. And you just don't ever use it, generally speaking, but there it sits. The apple corer. Who's got those?
Oh, brother. I did a TV commercial for a French chef of some known, I can't remember which one, so that's worthless.
If I had an apple corer, I'm not an apple person.
Yeah.
I wish I was, because an apple a day really does keep the doctor away, but I just have never warmed to the idea of apples. They're too sweet for me.
I don't know why people keep loading up their kitchen counter with all of these
little appliances.
And you wind up getting to a spot where there's hardly anything on top of the table.
Right. And wait, what are you talking about, Tom? You have a counter like that.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You most certainly do. Oh, my gosh. So you have a microwave on top of a toaster oven next to your coffee maker.
Well, I'll tell my wife about it.
On the other side of the sink, you have a block for knives. You have another block for knives. And then you have a basket of utensils. There's no room on that counter. There's no room on the other counter either, and it's 10 times bigger than that. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, does anyone have an apple corer? Does anyone ever, ever use an apple corer? If you have one, and I know you do you ever use it? If I had one, I would. Actually, I do have one.
You can buy it at a supermarket.
Come to think of it, I do have one. I don't even know where it is. But it's probably on one of those bins over everything where we stuff everything that's like that, only we're not having it on the counter. We do have one of those. I forgot. Wow. Okay.
I carry one with me everywhere.
I was going to say, if I had one of those.
It's called a knife.
I would use it for potatoes.
Mm-hmm. You take
potatoes? And I would make those curly-cue French fries. I love those curly-cue French fries. Remember Mrs. Wheat's, Tom, with the curly-cue French fries?
She was, and the meat pies.
God, those meat pies are
terrific.
So good.
They were terrific. I think it's too bad
they didn't last here.
Well,
I'm
they're still around.
About that. There's, well, I know, but they're in Natchitoches. They're frozen, and then you see them only at festivals.
Now you got it. But that's the only place I know.
Yeah, but do you remember when they had that drive-through place? That's where the
I remember it well.
It's where the Panda Chinese is by Cleary. Do you remember that?
Very much so.
Mrs. Wheat's pies.
Right.
And you could get them with some curly-cue fries.
Yeah, they were terrific.
What a great idea before its time, although I don't know. Maybe they just didn't have that many people wanted meat pies.
I wrote something about them once, and from that time on, I seem to have a lifelong concept. Not concept.
Currency with them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mrs.
Wheat herself?
Wheat herself. Always was smiling at me. Just one of the nice people. But what she was making was even better. I mean, those meat pies, you could not stop eating them. They just down the
Delicioso.
That
actually,
too.
They'll be at the French Quarter Festival, which I believe
won't be long now.
Yeah, I believe it's in April, isn't it?
That sounds about right. Right, because they're upping the date.
No, that's Nalfi. Nalfi is in March.
Oh, okay.
I guess
Pardon me.
Did that so that they could go before the French Quarter Festival. But we're about to get into spring.
Could be.
Oh, the Disney ship is leaving.
Is it?
Bon voyage. Yes.
I wonder what they're having for dessert and for what?
I don't
just
see
for
any
food.
Kids running around up there.
No, no kids?
Oh, I... Gosh, I hope it's kids. I'm sorry. Is this wrong of me to say something like this? But if you are a Disney freak and you don't have kids, what's the matter?
Nuts.
I mean, they have a lot of people who really are into Disney and they don't and never had kids and never will have kids. They just love Disney that much.
All right.
Mary Lee did not. Mary Lee always held it against me.
Why?
Well, you know, because it's a rite of passage for children in America of a certain socioeconomic class to go to Disney.
Yeah.
It's a rite of passage.
Yes.
So we, both you and I, always felt smugly superior to that. So our children did not do Disney. So I remember when you were invited to go give a speech at Disney back in 1991.
Something like
Jude,
that.
Jude was 2 years old. And I made you do it because I wanted to give Jude his rite of passage. And I was at that time pregnant with Mary Lee, if you recall. And not a little pregnant, like 8 months pregnant.
No, I remember that.
So we drove to Orlando, and we stayed in the Contemporary Hotel, and we had a great time. And my parents were with us because there were six people that could stay in the hotel, and so they came. And that was a disaster because, well, that was just a disaster. Leave it at that. And, oh, listen. It's going off. It doesn't have a really big foghorn like the others, like the bigger ones. So anyway, we went, and then we swore off of Disney because we realized that Jude had much more interest in playing with the turnstiles at the monorail than he did with any ride.
Yeah, he loved that, the free thing.
Yeah, the turnstiles at the monorail.
He'd just join that, get on there, and just he'd ride around it for weeks.
Yeah. And so we decided, you know what? Mary Lee does not need to go to Disney. And so for 19 years, Mary Lee felt deprived that she had never been to Disney.
Oh.
And then when she, somewhere in the summer of 2011, she and I drove to Disney and finally rectified that great injustice.
Oh, this is beyond ability to
take. So I can't, know that, I don't know that anyone in the Fitzmaurice family would now be welcome on Disney by either the company or the other passengers, but I don't think it'll come up anyway.
Hmm.
All right, folks. If you are
cooking tonight,
you probably got those preparations underway.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going out to dinner somewhere, you are probably you have those preparations underway. I would like to know if anyone's going to spend $200 on their significant other at dinner tonight. Probably.
Well,
I'm
never know.
More than a few of you. But we are not. We are headed off to a Mardi Gras party, the kickoff of the Mardi Gras season. And we will not have particularly good food there. It'll be the likes of dry king cake.
Oh, I think it'll be
all right. And jambalaya.
I have one little message for one of our regular guys
who
run everything here.
Yeah, you got about 30 seconds.
Ronald. Who's here usually on Thursday?
Yeah, what about Ronald?
Ronald,
did you bring the book?
Ronald, it's in my car, and it's ready to go. And all I need to do is to bring it back tomorrow, and then
what we'll do is we'll go get it out of the car, and you can bring it back up here and leave it here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Good night, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day, and we will be back on Monday. So hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you.
WWL, 105.3 FM, HD2.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.